This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert says the United States is in a, quote, unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the dangerous Delta variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN Sunday the U.S. is going in the wrong direction and describes himself as very frustrated with rising infection rates. He says recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is, quote, under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Fauci also suggests booster shots may be needed for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, chief of staff, said on Sunday he fears the number of new coronavirus cases in Germany could soar to 100,000 a day in nearly 2 months unless more people get vaccinated, and those who refuse may face restrictions. His suggestion quickly hit resistance from several senior politicians, including Armin Laschet, the conservative candidate hoping to follow Merkel as chancellor in the upcoming September 26th election. After more than 2 months of steady declines, COVID-19 cases have been rising in Europe's biggest economy since early July, due mainly to the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Merkel's chief of staff told the German newspaper, cases are increasing by 60% per week, even though nearly half the population is fully vaccinated. The country averaged about 1,500 cases per day last week, according to tracking groups. Roughly 60% of Germany's 83 million people have had a first shot of COVID-19 vaccines, and about 48% are fully vaccinated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israeli media says incendiary balloons launched from the Gaza Strip have caused at least three blazes in southern Israel. The launches Sunday raised the prospect of renewed Israeli strikes on the Hamas-run territory. Photos and video posted on social media showed Hamas-linked activists launching the balloons. The launches come 2 months after an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. The Islamic militant group is upset that Israel has done little to ease a crippling blockade on the territory since the fighting ended over the delays of resumption to Qatari aid to Gaza. Israel's new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, has ordered airstrikes in response to previous balloon launches. Lawmakers from France's upper and lower houses of parliament are on Sunday seeking to agree to a deal to the adoption of legislation making vaccine passports vital for French daily life in the battle against COVID-19. The talks come a day after France was again shaken by nationwide protests against the rules that saw over 160,000 rally and dozens arrested. President Emmanuel Macron last week ordered the health pass would be required for the French to visit venues like movie theaters or nightclubs, and ultimately bars and restaurants. Proof of double vaccination or negative tests is needed to get the health pass. But it's encountered fierce opposition from some who believe the vaccine passports erode civil liberties. Some lawmakers want the legislation to take more note of that by exempting shopping centers and cafe terraces as well as minors from the rules. Indonesia's president announced Sunday the government is extending its COVID-19 restrictions by a week to August 2nd to try to curb infections, and he said the country would add more intensive care units amid a rise in deaths. Indonesia has become Asia's COVID-19 epicenter. Hospitals are overcrowded, particularly on the densely populated island of Java and on Bali, where oxygen supplies are running thin. Indonesia last week reported record high deaths on four separate days, the last of which was more than 1,500 deaths on Friday. Less than 7% of Indonesia's population of 270 million people have been fully vaccinated. And Iraq's interior ministry said Sunday the Islamist militants believed to be behind last week's deadly suicide bombing of a Baghdad market had planned more attacks. The ministry released photos of five suspects arrested, including three brothers, after last Monday's attack that, according to the official toll, killed 30 people and was claimed by the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday the arrest of the terror cell behind the Baghdad market bombing. He heads to Washington next, where he's to meet U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.